The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, welcome back. It is My Mate Bought a Toaster. My name's Tom Price. That one over there is called...
Samantha Baines.
Samantha Ruddy Bloody Baines is back. Good to have you back, Sam Baines.
How did you know my middle name?
Ruddy Bloody. That's what your mum said as you were born. Ruddy Bloody heck.
Do you know, my labour went on for like 48 hours.
Really?
And the midwife went home and slept and then came back. So she probably did say things of that ilk.
Wow, I bet she did. That is a long one. That's a long one. Apparently, I was very quick. Anyway, moving on. Here is the one and only, this week's guest, huge fan of yours. And to be honest, James Redmond, I only got you on because I really like you and haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah. It's been weird, isn't it? The first sort of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sort of when you've got a close friend you haven't seen for a couple of years.
Mm. Well, clearly not a close friend.
Yeah, not that close.
Exactly. Well, I think we are. I've got a lot of affection for you.
Huge amount.
You know, but it's a bit like bumping into an ex and you can't get the eye contact quite yet because you know what you've done to them.
That's right. The things we did together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you both put your makeup on so you could look your best?
For today?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's the problem. I didn't really think of it. But
you look.
It's nice to see you've really
great.
Made an effort.
You look like you've got younger since I last saw you.
I like your hair.
He's got grey hair.
Do you?
He's got spiky.
Peroxide spiky things going on. Also, the headphones that you've got on, there's a bit of sort of headphone material that's hanging on the left can, as we call it in the trade. And it looks like a big earring.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of, I'd like you to leave it there.
80s.
Yeah, there's a Bross thing going on.
Good.
I'm picking up a strong Bross vibe from you, which I've always done, James. Thanks. So James Redmond, comedian and actor. Of course, you'll know him from Casualty and Hollyoaks and all that sort of shizzle.
Yes.
Everything all right? How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, I did a 9-month UK tour of The Full Monty, the play.
Yes.
Finished in May, which was great fun. I mean, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, huge. We were playing sort of between 1,000 and 2,000 every night.
Wow. Much like this podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 8 shows a week, 31 cities a week in each city. It was just brilliant fun. And then I've been doing bits of telly since. I mean, very, very small bits of telly.
That's okay. That's all right. Have you worked out how many people have seen your wang after you did that?
No. But the great thing is, I played Guy, who was the gay character with the massive wang.
How did you get that part?
Thanks. So my agent rang and said, great news. Bad news is it's that character, whatever. But they gave me a 12-inch prosthetic penis to wear.
Nice.
Wow. So added on, you must have been, 27, 28 inches?
That's it, at least. Yeah. Yeah. So
so everyone thinks you're very well endowed.
Well, that's it. And, you know, we do go the full Monty. So the rest of the guys on stage, all at once, we have to go the full Monty, you know, as the curtain comes down slowly, you know.
Yeah.
So they're all dreading it. And I'm thinking, hold that curtain up. Look at that.
In fact, I've got something you can hold that curtain up with.
Yeah, look at it. My girlfriend said, can you bring it home with you? I said, no, I can't.
Did you have to attach? How did you attach the wang to your
wang? Well, it was kind of, it was like a thong, because I had to reveal it, first of all, with a jacket on. So I had to sort of turn back to the audience, trousers and pants down.
Oh, wow.
But my jacket's kind of hanging down, just sort of an inch above the cleft, you know.
Did any family come and see your wang? You on show?
All of them. And my girlfriend's family, who I hadn't met, which was good.
Incredible.
Which one's he? He's the one. Wait for it. That's him there.
And they were like, well done.
Well chosen.
Yeah, my prospective father-in-law asked if it was a fake bottom I was wearing as well.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice of him to
Have you got some sort of middle-aged sag going on now? Is that why he asked that question?
Well, he was quite impressed by my bottom, I think. So that's quite nice to...
Well, I lived with you in Edinburgh in 2012, and I've always thought, wonderful bottom, wonderful bottom.
Thanks, mate.
So, James Redmond, thank you very much for agreeing to open up your Amazon purchase history. And we've opened it up. And Sam, I don't know if you can see this, but he goes back only to 2009.
Yeah, I've only been on the internet. Mm. Can you look that far back, can you? I can only get back to about May this year.
Oh, no. No. If you click on the right things, you can go right the way back to the beginning.
Wow, might be more interesting then.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the premise of the podcast, love.
To be interesting.
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
The idea is that we really go back to the beginning of everything. If you'd listen to a single second of a single episode.
Oh, I love them all, all the episodes.
Thanks. So we can see that the first thing you bought was on the 21st of January, 2009.
Okay, that's when I got my first laptop, I think.
Oh, well,
for Christmas 2008. It's amazing, honestly.
That is very late.
I mean, I was 18 by then.
What were you doing?
He's a technophobe, this guy. He's a technophobe.
Yeah, I am very afraid.
What were you doing? Did you have a phone?
I didn't get my first mobile phone until I had to contractually when I was doing SMTV, because they had to be able to contact me.
Wow.
So that was in 2002. And then I didn't have a laptop, or I wasn't on any social media until I got a laptop for Christmas in 2008.
So SMTV, we should really, let's just quickly jump on that. So you hosted SMTV with Anthony and Declan?
No, post Anton Deck, but with Cat Deeley.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, only for, you know, I was there for, I had a 1 year contract that lasted a bit less than that.
How many episodes did you do?
I did 10. You know, and then I was let go.
Did you get your wang out coincidentally? At the end of an episode?
I didn't. No. I was let go coincidentally when Kat's contract was up.
Right.
Know, and they brought in a new team.
But, I see.
But H and Claire from Steps did really well, and the show's still going. So
they're still going strong. Where are they now? So the 21st of January 2009, you've just got a computer. You are a bit of a technophobe.
Yeah.
But we'll forgive you that, because you spent £4.21. On the CD of Nude by Radiohead. Very appropriate, considering the full Monty.
Yeah, you bought Nude. Nice link.
Thanks very much. So, a fan of Radiohead, aren't you?
Big fan. And I think that must be a kind of rare CD single. Is it? Is it a CD I bought?
Mm.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, from Action Records.
Do you know what I think that was? The person who gave me the laptop showed me how to use it and said, look, there you go, buy that.
Yep.
And then that's how I...
Oh, so this was a demonstration. This was like on a keyboard, on a piano keyboard. You press the demo button and have a song.
Yes.
This was the same thing. Here you go. And
there you go. Do you want that? Yeah, may as well.
It's got new. So you Googled Nude.
And yeah. That was probably before I'd heard of eBay, I think.
Before, right, yeah. Yeah. Well, that would
or Discogs.
It. You do love your music, though, James.
And I do.
We've got, look at this, Sam, on the 1st of June, 7 retro vinyl record album cover picture frames.
Oh.
Silver. So this is you.
Yeah.
And Sam, I don't know if you've been to James Redman's house.
Yeah, we all have.
Okay. And you'll remember, of course, all the vinyl that is up on the walls. He literally displays his
it's
vinyl.
A bit
next to the framed prosthetic from Full Monty.
They wouldn't let me keep that. No, I know.
Did they reuse it? Please, let's hope they next.
It's done 4 tours, and I'm imagining it has been reused. You know, I mean, the prosthetic itself, fine, but the bit that goes up your bum, probably not the best.
Sure.
But, my flat, as you both know, is very well decorated if you are 14 in 1985.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of sort of...
Smiths. Not that you were 14 in 1985, of course, because you're only 32 now.
I was younger than that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit, as you know, it's lots of, you know, football memorabilia and records and, artwork that's perhaps a bit young.
I saw this in your flat, and it's a good look, Sam. I like this, to cover your walls in vinyl. It's cool because the artwork on vinyl is brilliant and underappreciated, especially in this day of Spotify. You don't get to do that. However, what's now happened, James, is because of the changing nature of the... And I'm going to put this out there because one of the great things we have in common is our love of the Smiths and Morrissey.
Yeah, well...
So now...
Certainly the former.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now you go into your house and you're like, oh, this man, James Redmond from SMTV and the Full Monty, is a racist.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. Morrissey is now he's leading a...
It's gone weird, isn't it? I mean, it was... I thought it was just a ploy, because it was always when he had a record or a book out, and then he'd get loads of press that people would defend him, and then...
Me included, I would always say, no.
And then a few weeks later, no, what I meant was this. Yeah. You're
the National Front Disco
that.
Is not really about a National Front Disco. It's about a character who accidentally falls in with a bad group.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, it turns out Morrissey doesn't like the foreigners. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, he called the Chinese a subspecies. Mm. But then he said, but only because they eat certain animals that I don't like to eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I'd already bought tickets to see him at the Royal Festival Hall, I think it was, somewhere. Anyway, and I had to sort of pretend that, no, it's fine. You know, it's fine that he's gone a bit weird. He's just a bit older. And
yeah.
It's not fine, is it?
It's not fine. It's not a real shame. Because he used to champion all the, you know, minorities, didn't he? And now he's...
He was
bashing them.
Yeah, he was on the side of the underdog. He was writing poetry for the underdog. That's what he was.
I know.
Any reviews of the retro vinyl record album cover picture frame silver?
Yes.
Go on.
And I think this shows the caliber of person who buys it. Mm-hmm. 3 stars, fits perfectly, but unfortunately the plastic is not clear.
Oh.
Ah.
Now, are we aware that normally when you buy a frame, it has a it has a little film on it.
An opaque film.
It looks
film.
Cloudy. The
right.
glass
yeah.
plastic looks cloudy. You have to peel the film off
yeah.
and then it's clear.
Yeah.
I think this person has not discovered that there's a film on it. Mm. So they've said, not as sturdy as I hoped. The plastic is cloudy looking, hoping to replace with glass soon if the frame is strong enough.
Bless them. Can we
just
reply to
it.
That comment? Can we reply to that comment? Give it a cataract operation.
Was there a sort of jiffy bag covering as well?
Yeah,
it's a weird
maybe
sort
that's
of
what it
papery
is.
Covering over it, which I didn't like. It wasn't like it was
in
the picture.
Can we comment from your account?
Mm. Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Say, have you tried peeling it off, love?
Have you tried...
peeling it off, comma, love,
the film off. Do we want to call a random person on the internet, love? Sure.
Well, it's in James Redman's account, so
okay,
yes.
Yeah. Have you tried peeling the film off, comma, love, question mark. Kiss, kiss,
babes.
Or just leave it?
Babes.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
Post a comment.
Lovely. Oh, that's great. Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe someone will reply before the end of this recording.
Well, yeah. They only bought it this year in September, so this could actually help them.
Someone who can't spot there's a film on a bit of glass, definitely on the internet all the time, checking up on things like this. Okay, good. All right, so also in 2009, which is where we begin this adventure of you buying stuff on Amazon.
And it is an adventure, isn't it?
It is an adventure.
Thanks, Tom.
So 2009, you are... What's going on in your life? Are you in Casualty at this stage?
No, I just left the summer before and moved to London.
I know it.
The nation's capital, isn't it? Paved with gold. And yeah, so I thought, you know, I'm a modern bachelor, you know, living in, you know, London, an area of London that I'm not going to mention. And I've got a laptop because I'm really valid.
Yeah, I see. But you had no idea what you were going to do with your life at this stage? Because is this when the stand-up adventure began?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, I then I wanted to do stand-up, so I did a course with Logan Murray, who's brilliant.
Brilliant Logan Murray.
Brilliant communicator and teacher.
You should do that, Sam. He's really good.
He's great. So I did a course, and I started doing stand-up immediately and loved it.
Yeah.
And got an agent immediately, which was, you know, lucky. And yeah.
Sorry, not lucky, really. Deserved.
Yeah, deserved, thanks. Correct. It wasn't because of my television profile.
No, you were genuinely funny.
Yeah. Toasty news.
So 2012 comes along, two purchases, and I mean, you know, it's...
I can't see the screen, by the way.
Pretty exciting stuff. It's pretty. I mean, Sam, which one do you want to take first? This is...
The pack of five expandable waistband coat hangers. Size 10 to 24.
Yeah, I do balloon in weight.
Okay.
No, what it is I don't like ironing.
Right.
And I discovered from, I think, a stylist on a shoot once that you can get, you know, the sort of expandable.
I know exactly the ones you mean.
Yeah.
They've got a very pleasing spring,
I mean,
to them.
I mean, they're called lady skirts hangers, usually, you know. But actually, they're fine for a trouser.
Mm-hmm.
And if your wardrobe is, you know, tall enough, you can hang them.
Right.
But so, why do you need expandable waist? Why not just get the ones with clips that you just clip them on?
I think they break quite easily. And those are, you just, you know, pop your trousers over the expandable bit and in they go. And you've saved yourself, you know, twice as, think about it, that's a lot less space width-wise, isn't it? And
sure.
A lot longer. So you've got less girth but more length.
So hang on, are you clipping the trousers onto these or are they pushing the trousers out?
They're pushing the trousers out, yeah, yeah. And you can just hang them more easily. They're not folded over. You haven't got that sort of crease over your trousers
right.
all the time.
Yeah, it's not all scrunched up, is it?
Yeah, because I've got, you know, quite tall wardrobes and it will take a trouser.
Yeah, you have a meticulous approach to things like that.
Yeah.
I think, and you can see that in the coat hangers. I don't know why. There's something funny about James buying ladies' coat hangers.
I don't know that they're ladies, but I just like...
I've never seen a man use these coat hangers for the trousers.
It's a very 20th century term, that, isn't it?
Sorry.
Should we just
I don't want to gender the coat hangers.
Yeah.
All right, Bridget, I don't
use these coat hangers.
No, I'm not saying that every lady has to use it. I'm saying they tend to be used by ladies.
How are you still on the radio? You're just so...
No,
I mean,
not.
Listen, I would
You've
never say this on the
up.
Radio. All right, the other thing you bought April 2012. Apple iPod Nano first... Second generation sport armband.
Oh yeah!
Oh, James.
Yes.
Do you know what he splashed on this as well, guys? £2.55.
Is that what it was?
Woo! Someone's doing well.
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
incredible. So this is obviously to get the
is this
iPod
interesting?
Nano.
Yeah, I've got a Nano, and I started. I injured my knee that year.
Your knee,
and I couldn't play football anymore. Well, right. I couldn't turn up and perform. I mean, I was never any good at playing.
Right, okay. Yeah,
but I realised that I was consistently the worst member of the team.
Right.
And kept getting injured. So I thought, well, I just have to do something else for cardio.
Yeah.
So I got into running.
Mm.
And I thought, playlist, you know.
Yeah.
And it's changed my taste in music, you know.
What, the Nano has?
Yeah, well, the having to do cardio, because you need fast music. So the first one you do is you go, great, I'll put all the fast stuff. You know, Fool's Gold, that's fast. It's not fast.
No.
It really isn't fast.
This is where you realise all your musical taste is melancholy and slow.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, the death of a disco dancer. You can't run to that, can you?
It's so slow, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I started buying, you know, faster stuff. And I got into sort of I wouldn't say dance music or techno, but, you know.
I was about to conclude this interview very quickly.
Faster stuff, music. You know.
Right, okay.
With a, you know, a higher tempo.
I see.
Because otherwise you sort of find yourself flying around your, you know, 5K circuit thinking, I've smashed my personal best listening to The Verve. Mm. And you go, no, I haven't. I've got it very slowly.
You shouldn't listen to The Verve when you're running because you'll knock everyone out of the way.
Very good.
Run along.
Like in the video, The Bittersweet Symphony.
You've got a good story about that.
Very you
good.
Too.
Tell me the story about that. This is brilliant.
This is true. I was filming out in Mallorca. A show called Mile High 2002. I went to the gate. We were all flying back together. And I went to the gate early and sort of sit around. And Richard Ashcroft was there with his wife and baby. Anyway, I didn't know that by that point. Because on the way, if I just ruined the punchline.
No. I'm just wincing at what's about to come.
Ruin the punchline at all. But prior to that, I was just walking there and I saw him walking towards me and I thought, he'll love this. He will love it. It's quite wide, so there's no one else around. So I thought I'd just
sort of long corridor.
Yeah, I'd sort of swerve into him and bash him. And so he kind of walked towards me, you know, double denim and a cowboy hat. You know, doesn't like being recognised. I bumped into him, and he went mental. He goes, "I can't walk the bloody streets because of that. Bloody everyone does that, you know." And I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm a big fan actually. Fuck off, you know."
So God, I can just imagine with a massive bruise down one side every fucking time.
Yeah. So then, but I mean, I've ruined it by setting the. But anyway, I then went and sort of found my gate and sat down. Very pretty blonde lady and a pretty blonde child. And I thought, hello. I was like chatting to them, and then he walked back, and he was the husband and father.
Did you say, "Wow, funny to bump into you twice"?
I should have done, shouldn't I?
Sorry.
Well, we could re-record that bit because it's the structure's well off.
Oh no, that is very very funny indeed. I really like that story.
I can't believe you thought about anyone. I'll bump into them and they'll like that, physically.
I just thought it would be, I mean, I'm a big Verve fan. And I had seen them live a few times and I had said, if I ever meet him, I'll do that. It'd be really funny. He'll love that. Will love that because bet no one else has thought of that.
Oh, it's so good. I'm just trying to think of other examples of musicians who must get the same thing every time. It's a bit, I tell you what it is, it's like, and I did it myself to One Foot in the Grave star, Richard Wilson.
I don't believe you.
I did it. I fucking did it.
Did you?
I walked to the top of the tube. I can remember exactly what was on the Strand. Got out of the tube, and he just walked right across me. And I went, I don't believe it.
Did you?
No, you did.
I fucking did. One idiot, and he just looked at me. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. It was because I couldn't believe it.
There's a nice story about.
It's not because that was his catchphrase.
There's a nice story about John Thompson was saying that Steve Coogan told him to get some catchphrases. When he was doing the Fast Show, like nice, because it gets you out of a conversation with people who just go, "Oh my God, I can't believe I've met you," and then to say the same thing five times. And he said that's why he does the aha, and he was on a tube with Coogan. I think it was the second run of the first series of Partridge,
right?
So the first series hadn't done well.
No,
but the second one did better, and he was getting recognised. He's on the tube with Coogan, who was wearing like sunglasses and, you know, hiding behind a newspaper with holes in it. And you know, with a baseball cap. And John Thompson was saying, "What are you doing? You know, you're not that famous." And then of course all these students are going, "Look, it's Alan Partridge, whatever." Yeah. Oh, well, you are getting recognised a bit. And he waited, apparently, till he got off the tube, and then he stopped, and John was saying, "Well, why aren't we leaving? You're just standing by the door. Door's closed. Turn around. Hat off. Aha!" Straight through, and everyone, the whole couch went crazy.
I would love to do that. If I was Steve Coogan, I would just go to the tube to do that 6 or 7 times a day.
Yeah.
That's a good catchphrase, though, because it's more of a noise.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like a phrase, if you just hear the same phrase all the time, you'd want to punch someone in the face.
Aha!
What would your noise be if you had a catchphrase, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
That's the noise.
Mm,
farting.
That's no, it's not farting. It was a trumpet.
You don't want a loud one because that draws attention, doesn't it? So, oh, it's what's his name from Thing? What are you in? Sorry, can I have a photograph just in case? Remember what you're from.
Bye.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, what would yours be?
The same.
It's the same. Yeah,
you have to have different ones because it's a catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
What's your what is it, if anything, what is your catchphrase?
What is my catchphrase?
But yeah, your catch noise. Yeah, this is good.
Probably the one I say most often is, yes, I left in 2002. That's one I'm most.
Good. Hang on. You can. Yeah, I know what your catch noise is.
What?
It's you singing the Casualty theme tune.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it because
you've got headphones on. Take the headphones.
That's very good.
It's very good.
Thank you very much.
Although a lot of
Animal
effort.
Rescue. It was. And with the headphones on, it was very difficult.
He's also going to have a stroke now as well because the bleed he's got on the brain. Sam, what about you? Have you got a catch noise?
Mine would be.
Ha ha! That's a good way to finish.
Yeah.
Any interaction.
Bye.
Just walk away. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
So, let's move into 2013 now, guys. Oh, look at this. Another pack of five expandable waistband coat hangers for man or woman.
Quite chuffed with those, wasn't I?
Yeah, that's worked very well. You've gone back there. You've revisited
that.
You've got Mad Men Season 1 and 2. And July 2013 for Mrs. Kate Smith.
That's my sister.
Oh, lovely.
I had an ex-girlfriend who used to look at phones and diaries and things and then, you know, brood for a month and then say, why didn't you tell me about that?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, and she once did that for a month and said, and who's this Kate Smith that you're sending messages to last thing at night saying, I love you?
Oh, my God.
And I was saying, that's my sister. Oh, no, her name is Redmond. No, because she's married, isn't she?
Wow.
Yeah.
That. She used to read your diary
and phone. Yeah, I'd come back from I'd go for a shower, come back, and I couldn't find my phone. Have you seen my phone? No, it's in your hand.
Wow.
Also, did you keep a diary?
I do keep a diary. Yes.
Do you write in it?
Hang on, he keeps a diary of the Liverpool first 11 every time they play.
I've got it with me. Yeah,
that's all that's in it, isn't it?
And work.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't keep a diary of dear diary, another day in the life of James Ridley.
No.
It's now 17 years and counting since I was in Casualty. It's not that, is it?
I've now got a pube. No, it's not. It's not that. It's not.
No. What is it?
Adrian Malt. It's an agenda, I guess. It's sort of, you know, it's an old-fashioned way to not forget to turn up to things that you've arranged. You know,
that's clever.
New generation.
I noticed you arrived here on time today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's this younger generation, you know, younger than perhaps me at least. You have to remind them on the day that they've got to come to a thing.
Sure.
If you say, are we meeting on Monday for lunch on Wednesday? They say, yeah, sure. Yeah. And then they won't turn up unless you call them on Sunday night or Monday morning.
Monday morning. Sunday night's pointless.
I'm the adult here. Yeah. Are you coming to work?
I'm going to put something in the diary with you for like June next year, 6-7 months away.
I've got my diary, my next year's diary here.
And when and here's the challenge. We won't mention it between now and then, and I will just see you there.
Should we do it?
You've got a 2020 diary.
That's the future. Right. Look at it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. It's November the 6th today. Get your pen. Have you got a pen there?
You can do it.
No, you're about to put something in. There's a pen there. Right?
Okay. All right.
We're going to put in our diaries now, we're going to put something in for June 2020.
Yeah. And you're not going to confirm.
We're not going to confirm. No, we're not going to
give me a date. I'll tell you what day it is.
June the 10th.
June the 10th.
Yeah.
Is
hang on, you're using your diary to tell
Wednesday.
Me what day.
It's a Wednesday.
It's not a party trick. All right, June the 10th, Wednesday. We're going to meet at midday.
Well, that's a bit early.
When do you want to go for a drink?
I've got Pilates on a Wednesday.
Were you still
at midday?
Okay,
in
fine.
June 2020.
We're going to meet. Not? Okay, we're going to do an evening thing. We're going to do 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, you invited me round for dinner for the first
June
time.
June the 10th.
Years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I bloody am actually.
8 p.m.
James Redmond, should I just put and girlfriend because we don't know who it will be then? Is that fair?
Not on her, but probably in general, yes.
James Redmond plus one, dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's in June. It's on the 10th of June, 2020, at 8.
It could be a Champions League. No, June's fine, isn't it? There's no
June's Champions absolutely League fine. We're clear we'll be celebrating the win by then. So let's see. And not. But here's the most important bit. You're coming to my house. Do you know where that my house is? Do you remember?
I do. You haven't moved, have you?
No.
You keep getting new kitchens. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you're not allowed. The whole point of this is you're not allowed to confirm or text or anything before.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I'm busy, guys. So.
Oh yeah. So do you want to come as well,
yeah.
Sam?
No,
sorry, Sam. Sorry, Sam.
You genuinely are busy because you're doing Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you told your listeners about when you were in the shop and you thought you'd been recognised by someone and it was another local resident?
No, I haven't told anyone that story. Do you want to? I mean,
it was quite funny on the day. Tom was quite chuffed that he'd been recognised. He was in his local newsagent, so it's not that impressive to be recognised when you lived there for 10 years.
Someone was saying, "Is it him? Is it him?
It's him? Oh my god, it's him!"
I was waiting.
You asked. Go on, you asked. No. You asked. I can't believe it. So Tom turned around and said, "Hi, guys," and they kind of sort of stared at him, and he walked on, and then he realised Dermot O'Leary was next to him.
I think they were Dermot O'Leary fans and not fans of the early noughties TV hit Torchwood. It was a painful way to find out. Okay, let's move on to 2014 now, James Redmond. A few more purchases this year.
Yeah.
You've got 7 orders in a year. Still
really?
Quite a low number.
Okay.
11th of December 2014, the big fat surprise. A 30-minute Insta-read summary why butter, meat and cheese belong in a healthy diet. So you bought this.
I don't know. Let me see it. No
recognition. I love how you... Do you often sort of drink and then Amazon shop or...
The big fat surprise. Is this my account?
Well, yeah. You are James Redmond, are you not?
Well, that sounds like a cruel present for somebody else, doesn't it?
Here you are, mother.
Yeah.
What does he mean? What does he mean? Yeah.
No, because it means you can eat butter, meat and cheese, which are the best bits.
See, I can't. See, that must be a present because I'm lactose intolerant.
I can't believe we are miles into this podcast and you've only just brought up your lactose intolerance.
Oh, fascinating.
Because when I first got to know you, that was within the first 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You really opened the batting with that as a thing.
Were you eating cheese, though, at the time?
Yeah, to be fair, we were milking cows.
Yeah.
That's how we met. We met over
your wife.
Into your mouth.
For my birthday, bought me a pestle and mortar to crush my organic seeds and nuts in.
My wife did?
Mm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, was or that? Was it that, or was it? It was some sort of porridge stirring thing,
yes.
Perhaps. Yeah,
that is the most middle class present.
Well, it's because when we lived in Edinburgh together, you used to take him about an hour and a half to make porridge. I'm just going to make some porridge. Does anyone want some porridge? If you're making it tonight for tomorrow morning, yes, please. If it's the next morning, don't bother because it's not going to be ready for hours. And he would crush the nuts and seeds in a little.
Agave and some blueberries.
Agave syrup, yeah.
Organic jumbo, oats. Yeah.
For hours.
Almond milk.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. That's true. You were drinking almond milk a decade before anyone else I knew was drinking almond
Chia
milk.
Chia seeds. Yeah.
Has it made a difference?
Oh, huge difference, yeah.
Huge difference.
I don't do it anymore.
Then you bought, what else have we got here?
Articulate, my favourite game in the world.
What is that? Can you describe what that is?
Go.
It's a game where you talk about a word that's on a card and you talk until the other person guesses what the word on the card is.
Oh.
That's it.
See,
it?
I'm really good at articulating.
Why is it named after Laurie?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I never understood that. You bought that for Bill Redmond. Is that a...
It's my father.
Ah, okay. Yeah. But you've bought the Articulate for Kids board game as your...
I think it was it around Christmas? Probably for us to play with nieces.
Ah, lovely. Yeah. Oh, that's a classic Christmas game. And it's guaranteed to lead to family arguments as well, which we all love.
Yeah, right? Because we like the fact that one person might not be seemingly as intelligent as they think they are.
Well, that's why you brought a kids board game for your dad, clearly.
Yeah.
That's the comment you're making there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
true.
Also a board game that relies on having quite a large vocabulary.
Yeah, I love that.
So children are going to lose, even if it's a kids game.
Or lexicon, as
oh, lovely.
Of
oh, lovely use of lexicon.
Say.
Now, James, you are a... I'm not going to lie to you. You've got a great sense of fashion. You've always, you know...
Oh, thanks, love.
You are sartorially right up there.
Is your sweatshirt inside out, by the way?
No, this is a plan. This is meant to be like this. Yeah, that's the design. Thank you.
Okay.
As we go into 2015, we leave behind a Christmas playing board games with the family. More Hanger World pack of 12 expandable black plastic waistband trousers and skirt hangers. Now, once again, gone for the skirt hanger there. That's absolutely lovely. But you've also bought... Birkenstock Milano unisex adults sandals. Some lovely...
Loving a bit of unisex, aren't
lovely I? Lovely dad sandal you've got there in August 2015. Do you want to tell us...
Eczema.
Okay.
Exacerbated by heat, sweaty between toes. Probably, guessing I'm planning a holiday probably and, you know, need to have some footwear.
You bought two pairs. So you've got one pair that can dry out because obviously you've got hyper sweating going on.
I think I bought two because they were buy one and get one free, or one was very cheap. And I thought, one goes with one outfit, one with another. Is one brown, one black?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They're literally the same price, though. And also size 11, in case anyone's wondering.
And the black ones, they were shallow. They're a bit too narrow. I don't wear them.
Oh, really? You never wore
them? Yeah, I didn't check how. I think one of them had a narrower width.
There is this impression that whilst you are a trendy young thing, you're buying a travel pillow in July. You then buy some large emergency cash stash pill key ring. And an Adept pill box keyring. So you're buying those little keyrings where you can put your pills. Like is that medication or tripping?
A bit of a bump at night, yeah. You just need to...
Tell us why are you buying pill keyrings?
I think because I got into gut health.
Oh, here it comes.
Gut health. And it was all about, you know, killing the bad bacteria and growing the good bacteria. Or flora, as we call it.
Mm-hmm. What is it with male comedians and gay? Everyone we have on this podcast of a certain age, white male comedian, gets obsessed with gut health or health at some point.
Mark Dolan did about 45 minutes.
I bumped into Mark in a health food shop recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sure.
And I know a lot about it, and he bored me.
Hello, love, how are you? I can imagine the two of you having a posh off, having a posh nosh off together. What a thought. So were you on the... Is this where you were keeping your probiotics? Is this what you're...
Yeah, I take five pills a day.
Is there any evidence that those work? And do you feel better for them?
Yes, there is. Mm. One, I was allergic to cats. Two, I used to get hay fever.
No way!
Yeah. Three, I used to suffer with bloating.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I bloat.
Yeah. I mean, it's dietary and also it's doing that stuff. But I notice if I go away and don't take my pills and potions, all comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a bloater?
Yeah, massive bloater.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Windy pops.
So is it? What is the five tablets you have a day with your windy pops? Is it probiotics?
There's a calcium one because I am lactose intolerant. I hate talking about that.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
And then there's a turmeric one. You're testing me now because you don't look at the labels anymore. I think L-lysine is one of them, I think.
Oh, that's good for not getting cold sores.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Herpes. Face herpes.
Yeah,
And another one. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah. Wow. Yeah,
and you keep them in a little pill keyring.
I think that's when I used to take two, but now you know the pill keyrings aren't big enough.
You bought a lot of those in 2015. You really
got a pill box now.
Yeah, exactly.
People loving the pill keyrings.
Oh, tell us.
4 and 5 stars. Great piece of kit.
Really?
Bought this as an emergency backup to my original pill box. Taking medication out with you can be a real pain. Because of the pills. So I quite often used to forget my pills and have to go back to the house for them. This pill box will carry 3 torpedo-shaped capsules about the size of paracetamol, or about 8 round tablets if you stack them up inside. It lives on the end of my house key ring, so I always have it with me. Hence, no more having to return home for tablets. The screw top has a rubber washer, which not only keeps out water, but also acts as a friction pad and stops it unscrewing in your pocket. Great piece of kit for the price.
That's a proper life story, that.
It's quite fun. As well, so if it's in your pocket next to your keys, you know, it can look quite impressive, I think.
With you are pleased to see someone. Yeah. Okay,
with that in mind, Andy's given it 3 stars and said a longer length would be better.
Hello. We should go and see the full Monty, if that's what you're after. All right, let's crash on through to 2016. Now, James Redmond joins us today on My Mate Bought a Toaster, and there are lots and lots of pills. Solgar, male multiple tablets.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Have you heard about these?
No, go on, hit me. Let's do this.
How old are you now, Tom? Are you over or are you under still?
Still under. Just heading towards the tunnel.
When you get to 40, you get a free MOT on the NHS.
Do you get a...
Yeah, when's this going out? The NHS used to be this...
it's after the general election.
And free was this thing that happened in the past. And they tell you what's wrong with you and all that kind of stuff. And then they kind of tweak your diet or recommend, you know, stop smoking so much or whatever.
Right.
But also, this is a male multiple vitamin thing, is it?
Yeah.
For chaps over 40.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Yes. And it's just one pill. Mm. It does turn your piss green.
Okay, now I'm on board. Yeah. Now I'm interested. Yeah.
Which is quite funny.
Yeah. If I'm making my own special effects out of my body, then now I'm on board.
I'm the Hulk.
This is an interesting one. Have a look at this in November 2017, Sam.
Birthday month.
Ah, well, maybe you bought yourself this as a birthday present. Mm. 10 pieces, metal rings, metal hoops for dream catcher.
Again, no idea.
Stop buying things and forgetting.
It must be a gift. Let's have a look. Dreamcatcher. Oh, yes, it's a gift.
Who's it a gift for?
Well, an ex-girlfriend of mine who was an actress, I imagine still is an actress. Mm-hmm.
Google her, you know what she's doing.
Very keen on dreamcatchers and has read the book The Secret. So knows if you just believe in yourself, you will get what you want.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why you ended up breaking up?
Yes. She believed in herself that much. That,
she did not want you.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you've spent on the Bounce Foods Orange Protein Burst Energy Ball.
Those are great.
Pack of 40.
Those are great, but they've got oats in.
They're so good.
Still a bit bloaty.
You've spent £60. So let's just put this in context. On the 13th of November, you've spent £60 buying yourself some snacks.
Yeah.
2 days later, you've bought your then-girlfriend a birthday present for £8.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a pattern?
Yeah. I mean, I might have offered her one of the protein bars.
For free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make it okay?
It's a bit depressing, this, isn't it?
They've got cacao in them.
Cacao!
Which is worth a lot.
Is that quite expensive?
Should we find some review? Oh, one star.
Oh, no.
Stomach pains and chemical aftertaste.
Really?
Oh, dear.
Another person said 5 stars, delicious. So.
Is that the rings you're talking about?
The balls.
No. Hang on. Look at this. In 2017, July 2017, £60 on the Bounce Foods cacao orange protein burst. 30th of August 2017, £60 on the Bounce Foods cacao. Well, you've bought.
Thing is.
And again, hang on, October, £60. A pack of 40. You've in those sort of 4 or 5 months, you've eaten sort of.
Well, you take them down the market, and you can sell them for double, couldn't you?
That's a lot of energy.
Do you know what it is? Because you know when you're on the road a lot, and every service station just has Mars bars and sandwiches.
Yes.
And you think I shouldn't be eating this, so you take healthy snacks with you, don't you? You think I can buy a pack of meat or something, and then I can buy some I don't know some carrots and hummus, whatever.
Yeah.
And then as my little sweet treat at the end. Take an apple, protein bar.
A little protein bar.
Lovely.
Yeah. Are you buying them once a month? It's incredible.
I once ate a packet of ham for dinner and Gabby Roslin told me off because she's into nutrition. She said,
a great story.
You shouldn't do that.
And what did you, off the back of that, did you change your ham eating ways?
But you eat packets of meat. Yeah.
I mean,
so
I try not to have the one with sodium nitrite in because those are the ones that could be carcinogenic, apparently.
Oh, nitrates are the next thing, aren't they?
Yeah, nitrites.
Nitrites, 6th of February, it's talking something you should buy in bulk. I don't know if you can see this, Samantha Baines. Gary Lucy.
Yeah.
You've bought Gary Lucy the Grey Goose Vodka and Truffles wooden box. Tell us about that.
Well, Gary suggested me for the role on The Full Monty.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because he said you're a massive cock.
Yeah. He said, I know who's a massive cock and would suit this part.
Right.
And they were only really seeing celebrities. And when I say that word, I mean current celebrities. Not, you know,
SMTV
minor celebrities whose face you can't quite place. So, yeah, I was lucky to get into the audition, really. So I just said, thanks, mate, like that.
Oh, that's nice of you.
He likes drinking.
Right. Gary Lucy. Yeah. Tell us who Gary Lucy is. Should we know who he is?
Gary, he was in Hollyoaks with me. He had the gay rape storyline that won him a soap award.
Wow.
He was then in The Bill. And Footballers' Wives, first two series, I think.
Quite good looking. I remember a lot of people at my school fancied him.
Oh, he's very handsome. Okay. He was in EastEnders for quite a while.
Oh, right, okay.
He's now back on Hollyoaks, I think, reprising his role.
Could you go back to Hollyoaks, or are you dead?
I have been back, just for short stints. Right. You know, that may turn into longer stints, but then they decided it didn't.
Ah, okay.
Sure.
It didn't work.
Right.
But, yeah, I have been back a couple of times, just for little sort of, you know, big episodes of, you know, whatever.
Would you go back if they asked you?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I've got great friends there. I love the city. A great football team. We've got two. The reserves are good, too. but who we'll use, won't we, in the Carabao Cup?
Yeah.
Liverpool fans, Liverpool, Tom and I. Liverpool.
So, 2019.
That's this year, Tom.
That is this year.
There is something else exciting in 2018 that we've missed.
Go on.
Which is an upgrade in hangers. So, 6 pieces of wooden hangers.
James?
With non-slip trouser bar.
Ooh. You've discovered the non-slip trouser bar.
So those must be... Can I see the photo? Those must be for suit trousers, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, hold on. No, those are for jackets. You know the jackets that sort of, if you have them on a normal hanger, they leave a mark in the shoulder.
I loathe that.
Yeah.
They're a little shoulder nipple.
Yeah, so they're sort of leather jackets and suede jackets. And
I don't really have any leather jackets.
You're a radio DJ.
I know, I just have leather waistcoats. That's all I've got. I know what you mean. So you need a nice big hanger.
Yeah. So wide-shouldered hanger.
Lovely. You've upgraded. Yeah. Have they got good reviews? I'm wondering if we could chuck in a James Redman review.
Oh, that would be delicious.
What shall I put?
There's no reviews.
Oh, you should write the first review of these coat hangers.
Okay, what are we going
to
put?
We have to mention the shoulder nipple.
Yes.
5 stars?
5 stars, definitely, straight off the bat.
Five stars. Although these hangers are not as wide as my actual shoulder.
Mm. Shoulders, love, the plural.
Shoulders. Mm. They give the impression that there are men standing in my wardrobe when placed side by side.
Wow.
Yeah, or stacked.
That's
stacked.
Quite sort of...
And...
A bit sinister.
It's a bit sinister. And
I like the idea of men being in my wardrobe. Okay.
Like a sort of queue for a bus.
Yeah.
And they rid me of the shoulder nipple.
Yeah.
Leather jacket shoulder nipple.
Leather jacket shoulder nipple.
That sounds like an album cover for leather jacket, some shoulder indie nipple. Band.
Yeah. Which has plagued Noel Edmonds for years.
Yeah. Have I told you my Noel Edmonds story?
Absolutely not. What's your... Hang on, wait. Let's just get this review written.
I wonder if I should mention who told me it. But a friend of mine...
Go on.
She played... Well, you can Google it. But she played... do you remember The Gotchas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Gotchas were insanely good.
She was the sexy lady who would go into places of work and kind of make the men do things they're not supposed to and make a fool of themselves kind of thing. Make fools of themselves.
Right.
Yeah. And when she got the gig, she knew that she was doing about, you know, six of these to be filmed in 1 week.
Yeah.
And we're staying in this city... And she got her contract through. And one of the clauses was, when you meet Noel, you're not to gasp.
Please tell me that's true.
It's true, right? So she was like, oh, my God. I thought I liked him. This is a bit weird. Like that. Anyway, so she turned up at this hotel the night before they were filming the first day. You know, checked in, had dinner. And then she's heading back to her room, round a corridor. And there was a 5'4" Noel Edmonds. And she went, because you're much short. Oh, don't gasp.
Oh, right. No.
Oh.
That's wonderful. Did she just gasp in his face?
Yeah.
Oh, you're much short. Oh,
I'm not supposed to gasp. That's why.
Oh, I thought he was going to have his penis out or something. But we would have heard about that on the
we
news
would know about
by
that,
now.
About that. Yeah.
So the review. Mm-hmm. 5 stars. Title is, shoulder nipples be gone! Exclamation mark. The review is, although these hangers are not as wide as my actual shoulder... In brackets, you know what they say about shoulder size.
Good.
They give the impression that there are men standing in my wardrobe side by side, in brackets, like a queue for a bus. They also rid me of the leather jacket shoulder nipple.
I love that. Really nice, guys. Really lovely stuff. That's a heartwarming review
we've
written there.
Post.
5 stars, done it. And have you posted it as James Redmond off of casualty?
Should I put off of casualty in brackets?
Yeah.
Great.
So she's doing
this
that.
Is great.
Do you want that?
Yeah. Well, at least it seems like someone's hacked my account, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like I've written it.
Uh-huh. That's right. Exactly. It wasn't you. You can deny everything and no one will ever listen to this podcast.
Like my Wikipedia.
Should I put BBC's casualty?
Yeah, yeah,
it
sure.
Flagship Saturday Night Medical Drama.
Yeah.
My Wikipedia said actor, presenter and failed comedian for quite a while.
You are joking.
Someone pointed it out, so I altered it, of course, to failing. Because I haven't stopped, I haven't given up.
You shouldn't say that publicly because you're not officially allowed to alter your own Wikipedia.
Are you not?
No.
Is that right?
It kept altering back.
Tom changed it for you.
There you go, yes.
Yeah, Tom changed it
for
me.
Close friends who haven't seen you for 2 years do. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, and it kept changing back.
Weird. What, someone kept...
Pudding failed again.
That's horrible. Who knew that was?
My agent, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, now, someone who wants to know if the coat hanger they're about to buy is of good standard and quality is going to get advised by a celebrity. How good is that? Celebrity reviews. Yeah. We should start that as a spin-off, celebrity reviews.
Yeah. What's the fee for this?
Oh, yeah, cool. We'll be in touch. Do you accept Bitcoin? Just out of interest. Bitcoin and oats. That's what we're going to pay you in. James, thank you so much for coming on My Mate.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been hilarious to look at the things you've bought in the long, long time that you've been on Amazon. Amazon, of course, been around since the 90s. You joined it in 2009. And it's fascinating to... We've learned a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've learned how you can... How many protein balls a man can eat.
Yeah.
We've...
That oat bloats you.
Oat bloats you. And we've learned that Noel Edmonds will make you gasp. That's what we now know. Allegedly will make you gasp in case he's existing and he's very litigious. James, how can we find you on social media and all that sort of business?
That's a good question, isn't it? I'm on them.
Wikipedia? You're on Wikipedia?
I'm on them. I'm on Twitter. I think under my name, I think there might be a few underscores. James underscore Redmond underscore one.
All right, listen, James Redmond, lots of love. Thanks for coming on. All the best kind regards. Samantha Baines, this is the beggy bit at the end. One of the favourite bits of the podcast.
Please subscribe to our podcast, My Mate Bought a Toaster, on all of your podcast listening devices. Yes. You can also give it 5 stars. Only 5 stars. No other stars will be accepted. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Twitter at ToasterPod. We're not on Instagram, but we are individually. So you can follow your favourite.
That's it. That's all you need to know. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. James Redmond, God loves you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I'm Mark Haynes, and for the last 32 years, I've been a fan of professional wrestling. My friend Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, he hasn't. But in our podcast, Wrestle Me, the two of us subject the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment, WrestleMania, to the kind of rigorous scrutiny that ruins it entirely. GQ called Wrestle Me enrapturing. Shortlist said it's beautiful. And it's a hit with common people too, with well over 400 five-star reviews on iTunes. Wrestle Me, available from all good podcast providers.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.